We end off Lametes Amid Aleph by the Mishnah. Hamefate Naisen Shloisha Dvorim, Poines Arbo. Hamefate Naisen Boishes Upgam Uknas, Maisev Olav Oines Shenaisen Es Atzar. Hamaanes pays for Tzar also. Ma bein oines lemafate, what are all the chelukim which exist between an oines and mafate? Ho oines, noisen es atzah, lemafate, ene noisen es atzah. Ho oines, noisen miyat, a ma'anis, he gives, as soon as he's ma'anis, even though he's going to marry her, he has to pay knas. A mafata only gives knas if he has intentions not to marry her. The Gemara says later, l'chshiyaytzi is a difficult lush, and it means l'chshalayichnes. If he won't marry her, then he has to go and give knas. Ha'aynis shayse ba'atzitzoy. Oines is he has to drink the keli he was boicher to be with. That means he stuck with avaloisi elisha. He can never give her a get. Liuchal eshalcha kol yomov. Amafate imrotz alahitzi moitzi. Amafate, if he married her and now he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. Keitzad shoise batzitzoi. Afilu hi chigeres, afilu hi suma, afilu hi mukish shchin. By the Mishnah that tell us three tziyurim, we have to understand. I saw grad a very interesting ha'ore in Eir Godel HaMishnayis, but that's a ha'ore bothered me also. He asks it on a Rambam. Rambam, Perek Rafei Alocha Yutam Hilchus Ishes, says as follows, V'chein Isha Shenilda Ba Mumin Acha Sheni says, if an Isha had Mumin, that means they were married, there was no Mumin. There's no Shail of Mekach Tois. Is afilu nasis mukeshchin, afilu she became a mukeshchin afterwards, is imrotzo lekayim yekayim, vimrotzo lehoitzi yiten ksube. There's no mekach tois. So whatever he wants, if he wants to remain with her, he can remain with her. If he wants to give her a get, he has to give her ksube, because there's no mekach tois, because she became later a mukeshchin. The Rav HaMagid says, this is a poshet din. I mean, what's the Rambam isn't saying chidushim over here. So, the Eir Godel asks, he's saying meirdeke chidushim. Because it says later in Hilchas Ishus, if the Baal is a mukeshchin, even if both of them want to remain married, we force him to give her a get, because the Gemara says it's a sakone b'shas tashmish, it's a sakone. So therefore, we force them to give a get. So he says, say b'zoi. So he said, so how could the Rambam say before, if she's a mukeshchin, im rotzo lekayim yekayim, there's the same sakone. So the Godel says, Al-Kochach, the Rambam differentiated between if he's a mukeshchin and if she's a mukeshchin. If he's a mukeshchin, so then it's a sakona. The Gemara says it's a sakona, and therefore we force them to give a get. If she's a mukeshchin, there's no sakona. So he says, where did the Rambam get this from? This chilek. So he says, the Rambam got it from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, Shoyse Batzitza, Felish is a Mukeshchin. What do you mean, Felish is a Mukeshchin? It's a Sakone. There's no Chiyiv to remain with Anisha, it's a Sakone to be with her. So a raya from this Mishnah to Yana Rambam. That there's a difference if he's a mukeshchin or she's a mukeshchin. Then later, he's Moira, he found a marit, a chuvis marit in Ebenezer, Simin Yudalit. The marit says a shtik teire. That what the Gemara says, that it's a sakon if he's a mukeshchin, that's tafke if there'll be normal tashmish. But if there'll be memayit petashmish, so then it's not mazik. And therefore, the marit is speaking about a case that, he's a mukeshchin, so if they'll lodor imo besadi, if there'll be edim, they'll make sure that they're not misyachet too often, there's no problem. So he says, oi bazoi, so there's no raya from our Mishnah anymore to the Rambam. Because could be our Mishnah means that he has to be Loder Imo Besadi, and then they have to be Mamayat Betashmish. In our Kochach, the Rambam had, his only raya was from our Mishnah, is a raya not like the Marit. That's how the Gadol wants to be Messiahim Vetzorchian. But it's a very interesting Ha'ore, and it says in our Mishnah that Bafilahi Mukeshchin, the Gemara does not speak at all about the Sakone Shaboy. The Gemara only seems to say that Shaisa Batzitzai, that she's a Balas Mum, he's stuck with her. Nimtza bo dvar erve, oi she'eino ruyo lovi bi Yisrael, einoi rashoi lekaimo, she'nemar, she has to be roi loy. Let us see Rashi. Boishes of gam, but listen, lekamon meforishlu. Ha'oines noisem miyad lo aviyo, afapisha kainza. Look, she yaitzi. Big mother porch and amafate is when he's maitzi her. Oto ishtahi, meforeshlo, lichshelo yichnais. If he won't be kindnessa, he has to give knas. Dim konsa, ine naisen knas. Kedachsif, moi yemerenu loy. Lisha, vi moin yemoin. He doesn't want to take a kesev yishkel. Aval oinis ksiv, nosach amishin kesev, veloy si elisha. Shoyse ba'atzitzoi. Bechli shebocha loyalishtes by kloima al kolcha yisaeno kedersiv layucha leshalcha. Zok the Gemara. It says the Mishnah that a ma'anis pays for tzar. Zok the Gemara, tzar demai. What tzar does he pay for? In what way is he mitzayer? Omar Avue, the Shmuel, Tzar Shechofto Gabi Karke. When he was Ma'anisa, so he threw her al Gabi Karke. So that Tzar he has to pay for. Maskif lo Rabzeira Elamayata Chofto al Gabi Shiroin. Okay, you're saying it in a Kimte. That we understand. What'll be a Chofto al Gabi Shiroin, that there won't be Tzar? Ochinami de pota, see it's a menachanami, then you take a pota. Vechitaimo ochinami, maybe say enachanami, take if that's the tzar, so if chofta gabi shroim is take a pota. Basanye Reb Shimon ben Yehuda oima, mishum Reb Shimon, oines eine mishalem es hatzar, midnei she soifo litztair tachas bailo. Reb Shimon says an oines doesn't have to pay tzar because, Saif ka saif shall get this tzar tachas bailo. So let us see Rashi, vi chibit al gabi karko, if the whole meduber is chibit al Rashi and amed beis, she saif al itztar, vi chibit al gabi karko, vichi saif al ichovit al gabi karko tachas bailo. What is pshat in Rab Shimon's taine that you don't have to pay for tzar because the saif al itztar tachas bailo? If that's the tzar, it's not saif al itztar tachas bailo. Fine. So, we have a raya from Rab Shimon that's not the tzar. But the Gemara brings the whole baraisa. Omru loy. So the Chachomim told Rab Shimon, "Ein edoyme niveles ba'ines l'niveles barotzen." You're saying Seifel, it's Tzayah Tachas Baile, but it's not the same. So Memele, the Tzayah Tachas Baile, which is Nivellus Berotzin, is, it's a different Tzah. Later we'll elaborate a little on this Nekud. Al Koponim, we're back where we started from. Ela Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravue, Tzar Shel Pisa Koraglai. That she has to spread her feet, Mishas Tashmish, and this is a Tzar, he was honest how to do this. V'cheinu Oimer, and the Gemara brings a posik, V'tefaski Yes Raglayech L'chol Oive. There's an interesting ritva. The Gemara brings a posik, but what is the posik telling us? The taich of pisuk raglayim. The posik isn't tafaski es raglayich. So if, I don't know what pisuk raglayim means. I don't know what tafaski es raglayich. So the ritva says, no, the novi was being meichiach klal Yisrael. But tafaski es raglayich, even though you had tzar, it came with difficulties, but it didn't hold you back. But the faski es raglayich lechol oive. So that's the teichoch of the novi to klal Yisrael. So even though you did an aveira b'tzar, that's what the Rebbein Shlom is telling to them. So al koponim, we see from here that pisuk raglayim is tzar. Frek the Gemara, if that's the tzar, ihochi mefute nami. So futa also has this tzar. Exactly what the Kash is, we'll see in Tosfos more Bariches. But that's the Kash. Yochim Afuta Nami. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Barabue, Mosho de Mefuta Lemod Avodoyme. And this Kash, Mefuta also is Tzar. Mosho de Mefuta Lemod Avodoyme, Lo Odom Sha Omar Lechaveiroi Krashi Royin Shali Vihipote. Mefuta, you're right. Mefuta also has tzar, but Mefuta, there's another factor. A person will say, "Kra shiroyim shali, tear my beged, be potter." So he's potter to pay for the tzar because she's meichel. Frek de gemore shali, she it's shiroyim shali, da avu aninu. That means that this belongs to the father. She can be meichel. If the Maisa the Tashlumim, just like by Pgam, she can't be Meichel. Just like Boishas, she can't be Meichel. She can't be Meichel Tzar either. What's that, the Krashi Roim Shali? Davu Aninu. So we're back to the Kashi. So Mefuta also is Tzar. Elo Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravuam. Pikri Shebem Oimris Mefuta in Lo Tzar. The Pikhri say Mefuta doesn't have tzar. Frek de Gemore v'kachozina on de Islo. Amarabaya omre li aim kemaya chemimi al reisha de kalcha. If someone pours hot water on a bald head, so the contact creates a sting, but it's nothing, it's not a tzar that has a shove pute. Rovo Oma Omrili Bas Rav Chizde Ki Rivde De Kasilto. You have a prick of a knife that makes Hakoze. So, but it's also, this is a tzar that is not Shavaputa. Rapopo Oma Omrili Bas Abba Soro Ki Nama Akushi Bechinchi. You have rubbing the hard bread on the Pele, it's uncomfortable. But it's not, these are all three Misholim to tell us it is a tzar that is not worth a Shavaput. Let us see Rashi, Shali bitmiye, davuhu, da kol shvachnum yafin la kamal aviyah, v'aych hi yechayla limchil. Rivde zekt Rashi, nikol kusilte kli umin makis. Here it says on the Laz, it's Tekiro Shel Ismail, the prick of a Ismail, of a knife. Vista Garsi Kitalfa said the Sikuri Vihi. Omrili Aim Umnosai Hoisa. It was the woman who was megadol him, he didn't have a mother by him. Bas Rav Chizda ishtei shal rove, bas abo soro, devisudar apope. Nama akushi bechinchi klechem koshe shegeirer esacheich. It rubs the palate. Yeah, now let us see Taisvis, and hopefully the Gemara will become eventually a little clearer. Tzar demai, with the Gemara as akashe, why does an oynes pay tzar? Kosheleri, the baikami boiler, what's the whole shayla of the Gemara? Bechilo yoda hashashi es tzar godol lepsula bebir ishayne? The tzar of Ashur is psulim. The kama ktana is choylis mizeh. The choylis, they have tzar, it's painful. The chitayme, the ma'oisei tzar pshitalei la'ashas tepota. Zicha she has tzar. But on that tzar, you don't pay for. Why? Sherei soifo litztar bekach tachas bailo. That means that this is a tzar which she can't avoid. That it means eventually she has to have the tzar. Mali Yachshav, Mali Lachazman, that means I wasn't mitzayer you. That means this is a tzar you can't run away from. This is a tzar that every Isha goes through, so I have to pay you for the tzar. I mean, you have it now, so you won't have it later. I mean, Ve'ike kama tanoi ba'koines lechayshi lekhash kufne perish dover shesoyfe liyeis kein. And now the lomdus of kash kufne over there is as follows. There it's speaking about that a behema went and ate smoda. That means there was a vineyard and there was grapes that were blossoming and the behema ate it up. So the behemoth has to pay. So the Gemara says, but there's a cheshbon. You should take in consideration, imagine if grapes would grow, so the vines of the vineyard would become weaker because the grapes are yonik from the vines. Now that there's no grapes, so the behemoth ate up the grapes, so the vines will remain strong. So we have to deduct this. I'm paying, but we have to take into consideration that you're gaining also from the cheshbon, by that what the behemoth made up to grapes. So the shaila is, do we take into, when we shatz up tashlumei nezokin, do we take the osid into consideration? Or do we say, Basher Hashem, listen, now you are mazik me. You tell me, if it would have been, I would have lost later, and I didn't lose. Don't cheshbon with the osid. So the machlik is tanoim in the shayla. Do we cheshbon with the osid? Don't we cheshbon the osid? Dover shesoyfe li yiskei. Now, if you cheshbon with krash gufne, so then that's a cheshbon take, what do you want? I should pay for tzar psulim. I mean, later, but b'shas you'll be married, you won't have tzar by the sheva brachas. What's most for me? So, that's if you take the osid into consideration. But Taisvah says that's a machlekes tanoim. So, why could the Gemara ask so bluntly, my tzar? I mean, say this tzar psulim, and it's not so poshut that a tana would hold like the tana that is chayish for krash kufne. So the Ri says, "I'm uyim de kechidish." The tzar beile mishum taivis tashmish, ene bo b'shash tashmish. That means the tzar of Ashoras psulim b'shaitoi. So there's something counteracting that tzar taivis tashmish. Elachakach. No, after the tashmish, then the. So then that tainug becomes bottle. Now she feels the pain. V'chol tzar achavole de mechayv aino oisri tzar haboloi b'shas chavole. Amor edikizach. Tashlumei tzar is only the tzar that the person suffered b'shas chavole. B'shas chavola, she didn't suffer. The taivus tashmish counteracted this tzah. Avol mashe bo lo yachekach. But later she's taken b'tzah. Taisa says that the ktanois acholois mizeh. Mifter, the grome balmo. That's called a grome. That's not called. I did a pula and later you're still in pain. That's called a grome. So it'd be interesting, Aces. Aces, you have to do a maisa, the dalet dvorim, I have to do a maisa mitzayah. The maisa mitzayah, you didn't have, through my maisa, you still have tzar. That's not called a maisa mitzayah, that's called a grome. Hilkach boi tzar demai. I just thought, according to this Tosfos, perhaps, there's an interesting Rashi in Baba Kama. Rashi in Baba Kama, the more clear the Rashaile, how you shuts up Tashlum Eitzah. So the Gemara says if a person's the Gemara wants to say different Malchim, if a person's hand is Muchtav Lamalchis, how much would he pay? So it has to be cut off the hand. So you can cut it off with a saif, you can cut it off Bisam. So Mela, the difference, how much it'd be maskim to pay to cut it off Bisam. So Rashi says, She'ein shom tzar klal. That means if you cut off Bisam, there's no tzar whatsoever. So al koponim, we see from Rashi that bismanoi, there was such an anesthesia that ein shom tzar klal. With some, the Rashash that's more, al koponim, with some, ein shom tzar klal. So, afilo neniach, that they had such an anesthesia, you can cut off a hand without tzar, but mistoma later this tzar. I mean, that'll be a moiradik tzar. I mean, in our sophisticated times, they can't accomplish such a thing, that after an operation, you shouldn't have tzar. Mishas meisa, good. But according to this tzvus, it's very good. The later tzar, that was a garnish with garnish. That never goes into cheshbon. The whole shaila is of the tzar b'shas meise. That ain't shem tzar klal. That's one mahalach in tzvus. That's the riz mahalach. Hilkach boi tzar demai v'rash b'meforish. The pshita, the tzar shall psulim lekalameim. No, the Gemara understood, the Mishnah cannot mean the tzar of Asher is psulim. The akochach tana de masnisen chayish lekhash kufne. Our tana holds of khash kufne, that means this cheshbin is zichar a cheshbin, that how is matayu, that means it's this tzar you'll have tzai v'tzai, so this tzar doesn't go into cheshbon. How do we know that our Tana holds this? Me the mefata pota, because the Mishnah says like this. Why is the mefata pota? A mefata is pota. Tzar kochach, he's also mitzayra. Tzar psulim is mitzayra. Tzar kochach, the Tana of the Mishnah holds. Of krash gufne, so that tzar bechlal is nichitz a tzar, and it's chaylus and everything, but that tzar you don't pay for, because that tzar is a cheshbon of krash gufne. So al kocher, there's another tzar. So that's why the Gemara is wondering what tzar is there. So first the Gemara said tzar chavota bekarke. So the Gemara slugged that up. What's John Rab Shimon? Shesoifel it's tayat tachas baila. He'll be also chayvet abekarke. So the Gemara says, tzar shall pisa karaglai. So now, just al koponim, according to the first pshat in the ri, I mean the pisa karaglayim lachire is before the tashmish. So memele, so there. I mean, that's mepshat in according to the Ri. The Ri says the tzar of Asher is psulim is b'shas tashmish. Is b'shas tashmish, the taivus bia counteracts this tzar, so there's no tzar. But the pisuk aglaim is before the tashmish. So fine. So now, that's l'chayr pshat according to the Ri. So we have tzar pisuk aglaim, and this tzar And this tzar is, this is the tzar what a ma'anis pays. Frag the Gemara, yochi, or if that's the tzar, mefuto nami. Now, Gemara is very sosum. What's pshat akasha? Mefuto nami. So let us see Taisvis. I'm saying pshat and Taisvis the way, it's a very shvel Taisvis with the Shita says pshat and Taisvis. Yochi mefuto nami, yesh lo tzar pisik raglaim, k'may anusa. The most kasha is not a mefuto should pay. The most isn't a different kasha. Ihochi mefute nami yesh lo tzar pisik raglaim k'may anusa. A mefute, if the tzar is pisik raglaim, a mefute also has. V'amai komar ein doime niv'eles bo'oynes niv'eles berotzim. So my mail is, what's the Gemara's kasha? What's pshat in the Baraisa, the Chachomim and Rab Shimon? That means like this. Rab Shimon says you don't pay for tzar, she soifo litztayr tachas bail. And what did the Chachomim tell him? Einoi doima oines l'rotze. No, it's not the same. So if we're talking about who knows what, is good. But we're talking about pisuk haraglayim. So pisuk raglaim is no chilek between mefute and oines. So what is pshat in the chachomim steiner and Rab Shimon? He says they're disagreeing. He said soifel it's tayr tachtov, and they says ain't a daima. If it's pisuk raglaim, so it's ich a daima. That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha, we're asking a kasha. On a beraisa, if the tzar is pisuk, say v'kasha, what is pshat in the chachomim that they are meishiv to Rab Shimon? That's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Now, so l'chayre, let us just speak a little isomainik. So l'chayre, there's another kasha. L'chayre, there's a kasha. Let's see, according to the Rashba, we hear in the Rashba. The Rashba had said, the tzar shel psulim leka lemeima, that's krash kufni. And the Tanna holds of krash kufni, because that's why mefuta doesn't pay tzar. So the Tanna holds of krash kufni. So now, according to the Rashba, the Gemara should have asked, so why does every oynes pay tzar? Because the tzar of pisuk raglayim is also by a mefute, so memele, so he fashpold this tzar. That means the Rashba said pshat, the Gemara has a problem. What's the tzar? So the Rashba says, what's the tzar? Asharas psulim is the tzar. What's the big problem? So Rashba says, no, Atana holds the svar of krash gufni. That means if you can have this tzar sai v'sai, so memela, so hey, you just had it now, I was mazik you anything, it was mitzayu, because you can have mitzayu v'sai, so mali achshav, mali lachazman. So memela, when it comes to asharas psulim, that's ich no tzar, because it's something she'll have to have, so she did not finish. So what's the tzar? Tzar is pisuk raglayim. That's the tzar. So lechayre, the tzar of pisuk raglayim, we also have the same problem. That means, why give the pay for this tzar? She'll have to have it side by side. And Mefuta also has this tzar of pisuk raglayim. So memele, so why does an oynes have to pay? The Gemara, so the kasha should not have been ihochi mefuta nami. If we learn the kasha is, the way the kasha is written, ihochi mefuta nami, so the place says, what's the kasha? What is pshat in the chachomim who are meishiv ad Rab Shimon? Rab Shimon said, soifo lehitztayer tachtov. So they said, einoi doime. No, it's not the same. So the Gemara is asking, I wish to disagree. It is the same. Mefuta pisuk raglayim, there's no chil shneinis and mefate. So the Gemara's kasha was a kasha and the chachamim of the Baraisa. Why did you say it's not the same?
It is the same.
Fine. That's the kasha. So now Tosfos had another kasha. Instead of asking a kasha on what the Chachomim taina to Rav Shimon and the Baraisa, let's ask a better kasha. Let's ask a kasha on our Mishnah. We understood, this is going according to the Rashba, we understood Pshat in our Mishnah, why doesn't an oynes pay tzar hashoras psulim? Because chashkufne, that means what mali arsha mali lachazma. So now, if the tzar is tzar of pisuk raglayim, so it's also the same thing. So it'll be now, it'll be later, it'll be the same thing. So memele, so why does that oynes pay tzar? The Gemara should have asked on the Mishnah, not on a machloikis in the Bereis, the Gemara should have asked on the Mishnah. Now, let me just give one hakdome. This kasha only makes sense if the tzar of Pisuk Raglaim is by the first Be'ile, she has to stretch her feet, and then she's not rogel in this. So memele, the first Be'ile is exerting. Fine. So memele, so then it's amoyre de kekashe. So just like hashoras psulim, you don't have to pay for that tzar because it's something she has to live with. She's gonna, eventually she's gonna, so then she's going to have this tzar. So that's the small of krash kufni. So the tzar of exerting oneself with pisuk raglaim is also the same thing. Why should you pay? So memele, so Tosfos is asking akashe, so why didn't the Gemara ask on the Mishnah? The Gemara's kasha is not on the Mishnah. The Gemara's kasha is, what are the Chachomim telling Rav Shimon and the Baraisa? The Gemara is only gribbling a problem. What did the Chachomim tell Rav Shimon and the Baraisa? Moshe should ask the better kasha. The Mishnah doesn't make sense. Why does an Einis pay tzar? You hold krash kufni. So Memele, and the Mafut also has pisuk raglaim. So why does an Einis pay tzar? And the Mishnah couldn't ask a kasha. And I own his chay, given she safely stay bekach tachas bailo. Tafilu buula mitzteres bekach. Afal gav de bole ato. Safe nami lit stay beloy taviach klum. So the Moiri Rav Doidi said as follows. Tzar pisuk raglayim is not something that is a one-time affair. A bu'ula after the first bila, she still is tzar pisuk raglayim. Could be it takes months till this tzar will go away. So the Mishnah is very good. The Mishnah is pshat is like this. Tzar pisuk raglayim is something that takes months and months and months. A person was manasar, and he gave her this tzar. So tell her, you know you're going to have tzar later also. Shkayach. But this tzar I didn't have to have. It means if it's a tzar, it's a once in a lifetime. So good. So chilek, if he had it now, he had it later. But if you're telling me I'll have a headache today, and you can have a headache tomorrow, and you have a headache then the whole week later, so I say you have to have a headache today. This headache you made. This pain you made. So memele, the Mishnah is very understandable. The Mishnah that says you have to pay tzar because this tzar doesn't alleviate any other tzar. That means after I'm also going to have tzar. So memele, the Mishnah is no problem whatsoever. So the only problem is the Baraisa. Because the Chachomim said, so now, just a second, there's a problem as follows. So if that is so, so we have to first of all understand Rav Shimon. Rab Shimon says, Shesoifa litztair tachas bailo. So what pshat in Rab Shimon for the shita? So every tzar so high. Good, but you're giving me an extra tzar. That tzar I'll have and I'll get married. That's the pains of issues of our kaponim. This tzar I didn't need now. So the shita says that Rab Shimon held, if this is a tzar that one lives with, So memele, this is facts of life. So I gave you this tzar now also. Rab Shimon came with a new svara. Rab Shimon came that this is a tzar that she'll have with Kol Yamel. So memele, so she had it now also. It's not something to pay for. It's a new svara in Rab Shimon. That's how the shita says. Fine. So if the Chachamim would be chaylik and say, fine, I hear your svara, when I have the rest of the life, I'll have the rest of the life. But this side I didn't have to have. That's a svara. That's a matter of opinion. And the Chachamim could be chaylik on Rabbi Shimon. That would be very gishmak. But the Chachamim came with a different tain. The Chachamim came with a tain. It's not the same, the tzar of Mefuta Noinis. What do you mean it's not the same? Pisach Gaglayim is the same. So that's pshat in the Gemara's kash. Yochi Mefuta Nami, that's pshat in the Gemara's kash. Now, what does the Gemara answer Lefi Ha'emes? So there's two Mahalchim of the Shittim Mekabetzes. One mahalach in the Shittim Mekabetzes is that the Gemara is chayza now. The Gemara is going to Tzah Psulim. We're back to Tzah Psulim now. And we have, and then, Oma Rav Nachman, Oma Rabba Baravuim, Pikri Shebem Oimres Mefuta Ein Lo Tzah, Vokrasin in the Islo, Amar Abaye, then the Gemara says Meshalem. So the Shita says Amuim de Kipshat. What's a Pikri Shebehem Oimris? What's a Pikri Shebehem Oimris? So the Shita, the Tzar of Asharas Psulim, is a Tzar if you're not a Pikeach. If you're a Pikachas, she could be Misyashev herself in such an oifen, that she wouldn't have the tzar. Then it would be a very minute tzar. Pikre shebem oimreis, that if you're a pikeach, like the Shita says, just like we see, that we had before in the first perek, Shmuel was able to be boyol apsula without being meisha psulim. There's such an oifen. There's such an oifen that asheres psulim should be painless. There's such an oifen also. You have to be misyashiv yourself. So memeleim, what if she wasn't? She's not a pikachas. She's a tippish. So it hurts terrible, 100%. I see go down. But for your tipshes, I don't have to pay. Amuyim de kishite. Yidazik anavsha. That means that, so, by a mefuta. We'll talk about a mefuta now. A mefuta, if a mefuta, you're not ma'anis the mefuta, so that means she can do what she wants to do. She could be miyashiv herself the way she wants to be miyashiv herself. So if she'd be a pikachas, she would avoid the tzar. Yeah, there's some sort of a prick, a sting. That's not a tzar that's worth a shavu pruta. So memele, so that's what the Gemara is machadish. So the Gemara is machadish. The Gemara is machadish. Is this that the tzar of a mefute is iyu da'avse da'nafsha. That means if she got tzar, so not me, I didn't do it. You could have, if you would be a pikachas, you could have done it. You're a tipish. So I don't have to pay for that tzar. A moira dikechidish. That there's no tashlum mitzar. If you would have been a pikachas, you could have avoided this. So mitzad my maise, it's not a maise hamitzayah. You got tzar? I think there's a similar gemara in Hachayvul. The gemara says a teikel seich osne shel chaveroi. So the gemara says iu da avis hanafshe. That means that the nizik enhanced the hezek. That means the chayma of the hezek came about not because of my pula. You got frightened. So that made the hezek more. That I'm not mechuyif to pay. I'm not a tzaddik and in mistamad dineishim. But in hilchis mazik, whatever you contributed to enhance the hezek, I'm not mechuyif to pay. So the argument saying, if you're a tippish and you don't know pikris, so that's not my pash. So now we'll understand, Moiridik, that we asked Akash on the Chachomim of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon said, so if we learn, because we're going back to Tzar Psulim, or there's one Mahalach and the Shita, we're back with Pisik Yadayim, also, Pisik Gaglar, also the same thing. that so Rav Shimon said that both of them have the same tzar. Is soifer litztayer tachas bailo. So memela, you don't have to pay for this tzar. So they said, no, ain't a doima, ain't a slavotzen. Ain't a you're forcing her to have this tzar. She has no eitzah. That's called your metzayer. And rotzen is, rotzen taki is, Ikrishibem Oimris, that is no tzah. That's how the Shita learns Pshat Nagamor, Amoyadik Pshat. So, but there's two Mahalchem and Shita, if we're speaking about, if the Gemara fell off, that Taisarosha would seem the Gemara fell off, now we're going back to Tzah Psulim. But this is very good according to the Rajbe. According to the Ri at Gezukta Yesod, the Shita times, according to the Ri, it's not Mastar that the Gemara fell off, the Ri at Gezukta Matzias. The Hashoras Psulim Bishas Maise, there's no Tzah because of the Taibis Tashmis. Later, there's no Chiev Tashlumim because it's a Groma Balme. So how can we go back to Hashoras Psulim all of a sudden? So he says, so you have to say, our Gemara speaking about Pisag Raglayim Gufe. And Pisag Raglayim, there is a, in Pisag Raglayim, there's also a chilek between the pikhres and the tipshes. Before we go further, I would like to mention a very interesting raivon in Mesechtes Kedushin, which for emphasis, an interesting kash of his from this gemara we are learning now. The Mishneh in the beginning of Kedushin says, the isha niknes bekesef ubishtar bebiya. There's three distinct kinyonim that an isha is niknes. So the raivon asks for koshali im kein bebiya lomalei lemisne. He brings before that bemesin in kedusha kesef you don't need to give her mamish. If you're mahana her, it's also good. The koyd lefonai amanasha dabo lechel shiltein. If you're mahana a woman, that's also called. If it's hanoz worth a shavah pruta, it's worth. So she's mekudeshes. So yes, akashim came be bia lomali lemisne areinenis min abia. She has anor from the bia. Umeskadeshes behi anor venigmar bia mikasef. Velomali lafuki bia mikrod vebol omalamet sheniknes be bia. This is the raivon's kashim. Vani Eliezer Oimer, Bia de Psula Goma Mikro, de Lesla Hanoa, Le Tsar Pisik Raglayim, Kedemrinim Biksubis, Gabi Manis, as a Psula, de Noisel, Le Tsar Pisik Raglayim. So Kaponim, he brings our Gemore, exactly how we learn Pshat in our Gemore, I don't know if he means what Hashara's Psulm, I don't know, Bosh, not Pisik Raglayim, Bosh, he taka learned it means taka Tsar Pisik Raglayim, and she hears this Tsar, and I think Gemara says I don't understand. So the Gemara says a mafuta also has the tzar. So it means the pikras don't have the tzar, but a normal isha has the tzar. So memele, so it's not worth a shava puta somehow. That is what he seems to be saying. Al kaponim, the ha'ore is a very interesting ha'ore from the rival was from the Bali Tois with Nachsus Me. So the Gemara weiter. Ha'oines nice and miyad, a mafata luchshe yaitzi. A mafata gives the knas when he's maitziya. So the Gemara says the loshen is very shvat luchshe yaitzi, ishtahi. She's his wife? Ishtahi? When he gives her a get, when he never married her. Amarabaya eima luchshe lo yichnois. Now we have to be girls in the Mishnah. If he won't be kindness, so then he gives knas. Tanya namihochi abreis afabi sha'omru amefate noisin l'chshalo yichnois. So you see, if he's not, decides not to be kindness, boishes upagam noisin miyad. But boishes upagam amefate gives right away. Your kindness, nish kindness, but al kaponim boishes upagam he has to pay. The echad ha'ines באחד המפתה, בין היא ובין אביה יחילן לעקב. That means if they don't want, she doesn't want, the father doesn't want, so then there's no, we'll see in a minute, yechelum lakev. Pashtus is, they can be makev that you can't marry. They can be makev the issues. So the Gemara says, bishleimim mefuta ksiv, imoin yemoin avir. It says, klo by mefuta, that the father can be mamayin. Ain't the yellow via he adds mummy nine tamalame yimoin mikol mokim. So we know now she can also be mamayin. Ella oines bishloy me ihi ksiv veloisiye midaito. It says veloisiye midaito that you need her rotze. Ella ovio minolum. How do we know by oines that the father could be mamayin? If he doesn't want, you don't make the condition. Amar Abaye shelo yechayte niska. That means that, like this, the father, you would need the das of the father to make the condition. And now we'll say, v'loisi eliyisho fakert. Now he has the father shrine chai v'kayim, I don't want her to get married, and he'll say, no, v'loisi eliyisho, I mean, it's a mitzvah, a guten tog, a choyte niska. So zicha, the father zicha has the rights on kedushin that he had before this ma'anis came along. So mamela, it's not mestaba that this choyte should gain from the chet. Rava Omar Kalvochaimer, Umam Mefata Shleova El Aldas Ovia Bovat. A Mefata only did connect the Rotzen of the father. She was masking. Afal Pikain, Bain He, Bain Avia Yechaylin La'akev, both of them can be Miakev the issues. Oinish, Shova Aldas Ovia Baldas Atzmo, Leikoshkain, Avada Giviz, that both of them can be ma'akev, or the hanagil under the father can be ma'akev. So we have here, Rava learned from a kal v'chomer, and Abaye learned from a svor alei chayt niska. Rava lei omer ka baye, the kivin de kom mishalim knas, lav chayt niska, he gives chamishim shkolim to the father, it's not called Choyte Niskar. He cost him a pretty penny, this chet. So it's not Choyte Niskar. Safilu, in this Nakuda haste, he's gaining, but that's not called Choyte Niskar. He lost in a different Nakuda. He has to pay Chamishim Shkola. So that's why Rav had made a Kal V'chomer that Madoch by Mefate, that it was only connected das Avio. They both have eschus miyun savade geviz einis. So the Gemara says, Abayle Amakerove, Mefate, the iyu motzi ma'akev. We see by Mefate, there's a third party that could be ma'akev. The bill could also be ma'akev. So then there's no chiyuv to marry her. So then the father can zog an adeya, the boy zog tadeya, zi zog tadeya. Aba oin is the iyu loy motzi ma'akev, v'yanami loy motzi ma'akev. But oin is that the boy can't be, so could be. The father also can, that's what he has to say, shloy echayte niska. זה תראה שאישתהי, וכי אישתהי כבר דקומה לכשייצי, לכשלייכנס, שתמוין היא, אוי אביה, אוי המפתה עצמאי. יחילם לעקב, שלא יכניסנו. תהיה משמה, היא מאבס עצמאי לו, ולא יסיעה לאישי. מוצם עקב, שמרוץ אין הקרנס כמי לקמון, ימרן אלוהי מידי תוי. בי מפתה, יקרוס בי מעקב. Let us see Taisvis. krashi roim shali vipot bavagavdle omra manas lifter. That means the Gemara has a different kashi, it's not shroim shali, but al kaponim Tosfos had a different problem. That means when a person says krashi roim shali vipoter, that doesn't mean anything. A filu by shroim shali also not. It could just be he's saying it sarcastically, unless we say al manas lifter. Ikalimeima, the machmas hanos bile, mochlo legamri, and you're not toile in sarcasm. Boishes of begam noisim miyad by mefat, afal gav de iskish leknas. We had mentioned yesterday in Tosfos Hestes that there's a hekish, the nosan, lavia naira, chemishim kesef, tachas asheino, chutzum boishes of begam, so there's a hekish of boishes of begam to the chemishim kesef. Heinu linyan shenitein ze lemi sheze nitein. That the hekesh is that you have to give a boishes of pagam to the one who receives the knas. As we mentioned yesterday, so if bogra tachtov, so just like she gets the knas, she gets the boishes of pagam. Avo yesh mekoy meshepota meknas legamri v'chai beboishes of pagam. That means there's no hekish in the mumminess alone that they're completely similar. Ainli alavia hiatzma minayin. Taima lari. So the ri asked Akasha, he says, the Gemara is asking by mefate, how do you know if she could be moiche? The father could be moiche. Moim ye moim avia. How no she could be moiche? Taima lari. By my mairi. If the father wants, he can be Mekadosh Bal Kocha L'Misha Yirtze. V'hu Adin L'Zeh. So what's Pshat? What's like Pshat? We learn out. I mean, the father has a right to marry her. Bekatnusa Benarusa to whoever he wants to marry her. So here it says, the posse case is that she can be Mamayin. What's Pshat in this? If we're speaking about that, that's for sure. If there's a father, the father can marry every monster. But we're clearing a shaila if there's no father, or there's a bogris, that she's not Bishus Abiyah. So now you're clearing a shaila if she can be Mamayin, I'm a footer. Matzarikro. Typically, she echelu la'akib, she echelu niskik, the kama baye besomuch. That means, Hashena Mais is thus, that means that was Abaye's time, and according to Abaye, why, Abaye used this posik by Oynes, Lagabi, the Koyach Amiyan of the father, but why did he need a posik by Mefata? You have the same swash, like, Chayte Niska, that means, I'm a Bogris. So Memele, if this would never have happened, you can't marry me, Bal Kochi. Now, that since you're manis me, he's going against the Balabos, Chayte Niska. So I need a posik. So I'm on Shech. If there's a father, how does Hamian help? And if there's no father, or she's a bogris, so I need a posik. Chenevia might zorch kol abaye. I need a posik by the father also, by mefate. Shlo yechoy teniske. V'oy mari. So Tosfos says, "Ein hachinami." The pilpul over here is not a pilpul. If there's a din miyun not to get married, zich if the father wants to marry her, she's married. She has no say over the matter. Mikomok moil miun leinyan sheishalom knas. But Hamian helps that the mefata has to pay knas. That means like this hilchis miyam. You only don't pay knas by mefata if the ishus is done through the mutual consent of all parties involved. The boil wants the ishus, the nivellus wants the ishus, and the father wants ishus. Then you don't pay knas. The Gemara is saying, how do you know if she doesn't want the ishus? She has to get paid, but she has to get married. The father's marrying off, but there's no tashlumi knas. Amrit neishen yichay lakav alviyish leikachena loy mikobok amel miyuna leinyin sheyishalem knas. that he should have to pay knas. V'chein b'miyon avia. The other way around. If she's a boigris. So again, the father, we have a posik, I said, I need a posik, that the father could be mamayim by mefut, type of lele chaitin is, because he said, no, you know what the posik is talking about, that she's a boigris. So mamayil, the father is, there's no say in it. Gabi the etzemishas, but the father says, I don't want it. The minute the father says, I don't want, so the boy has to pay knas. That's what we're speaking about. When he's not koinis. Now, I just said, it's not true. If he is koinis, he also pays knas. So, leforish, leshalayichnais, midaita. If he's not koinis, midaita. Let us skip over this. This is a sugya vaita, which we would have to know the Gemara well there to appreciate the Kashin Teres. Ela oines ba'alme ihi. Ela oines bishleime ihi. She could be meichem. Because there's a posik. Veloi siya midaita. How do you know the father? Tame. Even the oinus of mefata migma gmiri madodi, we said there's a hekish in the oinus of mefata. Laha milsanami ligmaru madodi. But just like the father could be memayin by mefata, can be memayin by oinus also. Can the pause be somber? Amai kamalavimi nolam, yishleim edalhai milsanagamina madodi. You can learn that one from the other. The mafata, you see there's a difference. The mafata yochel la'akev, you see they're not the same. The mafata yochel la'akev, that the boil could be market. Va'ine sheise batzitzoi, buhadin, ochinami, heinaviya yochel la'akev. So it could be by oinish, just like the boil can be market, so it could be the father also giving market. Ochinami koma rabaye besomuch. That was a bias chesmu. Even the stable may more he give dike kal bochayma. Vim toima the ihi gabi oines amai itzterich lemichtev neilef labayim misvosh leichayte niska. By oines, so here the whole miyun is not to make issues. That means if she doesn't want the issues, she have a posik to tell me that he can force her to get married to him. There's a svosh leichayte niska. Ule Rove Mikal Vochaima. And Rove Zaka, just let's learn out, Mefate from, Aines from Mefate, Vieshleimed Ule Silisha, Aine Miyuter, Isach Leesse, Ledroshes de Lael. Mefate de Ihu Motzi Laakev, Afilu Pito, Leshem Ishus, Yochelu Legarsha, so that means that, I think this means it was with Eidim, is Mefata, Bifnei Eidim. So that's how the EU, Motzi La'akev, that, they can give her a get. So Mamela, that is the Kula for Mefata over Ma'anet.